now stand in the middle of the period, Nuren Zeram Surim, which begins Shavuot Batamas. The Gemara tells us in Tanis there were five Surahs in Shavuot Batamas. One of them was Hufko here, that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on Shavuot Batamas, and the culminate with Tisha B'Av, which Chazal tell us was done with the Chovim Beis Hamikdash. During this time, this halachas of Avedis for the Beis Hamikdash, we're about to start the last phase of Shavuot Shechal Beis Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazorin. It's a very interesting Gemara Bava Kama, that's in Tesla Medalev, right at the bottom of Omer, that goes on to Omer Bay. The Gemara tells us, Eliezer Zeira, there was an Amor called Eliezer Zeira, have a Sayim Misane Uchma. He wore black shoes or dark shoes. Rashi says that was a minig of Eilim to wear dark shoes. Vakuah v'shikah de Nadur, and he was standing in the streets of Nadur. Ashkechi de Bay Ashkelisa, and the Ashkelisa met him. Vomele, and they asked him, Ma'esh Nahan in the Sunday, why are you wearing such an odd pair of shoes? Omele he, and he answered them, V'kul ma'avilna ad Yishalayim, I'm mourning Yishalayim. Omele, they said to him, Ad Chashivas, are you worthy the Tabira Yishalayim, to mourn Yishalayim? So the Yuharehava and the Resh Kedusa felt that he was boasting that Kiri, he's worthy of mourning Yishalayim, and the Gemara tells us they had him arrested. A continuation of the Gemara, which is not so relevant to us. The Chorah, one has to understand, I mean, we stand in Beram Surim in 3 weeks, and the whole of Klal Yisrael as halachas of how they mourn the Beis Hamikdash, the Chovim Beis Hamikdash. What does the Gemara mean? Are you worthy? Shiva Tatas, Abila Yishlaim, are you worthy of mourning the Beis Hamikdash, of mourning Yishlaim? There's a pshat in this Gemara in the Sefer Ein Shmir. It says like this. The Gemara tells us in Yevumah that Mem Gimel Amud Beis that the Chovim Beis Hamikdash is considered Avedis Yishuna, an Avedis of something which took place in the past. And because it's an Avedis Yishuna, the Gemara says it has Gevissa Kulis, Gevissa leniencies over different kinds of Avedis. We bring a Gemara Mesechus Bruchus that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that by the Levai of Rav, on the way home, they sat down to eat, and they had a segvisa shala in Hilchas Brochus. And the Gemara says, Rav Ada Bar Ahava got up, come Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Ahada Kare Lachoyre, and he told Kriya a second time. Rashi explained that because Rav Ada Bar Ahava saw that after the Levi of Rav, they didn't know the halachas anymore, they didn't know Hilchas Brochus, and he felt acutely again the mitzvah of Rav. Once again he felt that he's missing Rav, and therefore he felt there was another time a chiv of Kriya, and he tore once again a Kriya on the mitzvah of Rav. So the Anishmir explains the Gemara as follows. He says, the Gemara tells us in Yevumah that the Chovim Beis Hamikdash is an Avedis Yishuna. It's an Avedis about something that took place in the past. But besides the fact that the Avedis Yishuna, the Avedis of something that took place in the past, the Chovim Beis Hamikdash, until this very day, we could say to feel this void. And he says that Bizman, Beis Hamikdash was Kayom, there was a Muridika Shefa of Chochma, a Muridika Shefa of Torah in the world. Ki Mitzio in Taitse Soiru, Idvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells us that until the times of Shammai and Hillel, there was no machlokes kemat in Klal Yisrael in matters of halacha. Everything was clear. So he says that for Talmidei Chachamim, they feel kaseida the void of the Beis Hamikdash. They feel the lack of chokhmah, the lack of Torah, the unclarity in learning, the unclarity in madregas. For them, it's not an avedis yishuna. For them, it's not an avedis of something that happened in the past. But it's like the Gemara of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, who retold Kriya a second time on the mitzvah of Rav. He felt kaseida the mitzvah of Rav. But for that, one has to be in the Madriga to say he feels so acutely the void of the Beis Hamikdash that by him it's no longer an Avedis Yishuna, but it's an ongoing Avedis. That was the story by Eliezer Zeira. Eliezer Zeira was walking around with Nisana Uchma with dark shoes. He was doing something different to everyone else. he was showing the personal avodah more than everyone else. Why? Because for him it wasn't an avodah teshuva. For him it wasn't something of the past. He was kaseida malgish, the void. He was kaseida malgish. He felt acutely that he was missing the Beis Hamikdash with a lack of chokhmah, lack of the shefa. That Rosh Kedusha asked him, "Ab chashivas tavuda yisham, are you really worthy of being misabul on such a way, in such a manner, not the choifin of an avodah teshuva, but of an avodah that's an ongoing avodah? Are you really worthy of are you takana madrega? You're worthy of being misabul in your shalayim." Like to mention, maybe another pshat in this gemara, which also brings out this point. Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz writes in Sefer Yaros Devash. He brings that the kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash have to walk around barefoot. Why did they have to walk around barefoot in the Beis Hamikdash? Because the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, the ritzvah of Azorah, was mashpia a muridika shefa of chokhmah on the kahanim. And in order to be makabel that shefa, there has to be no chasitza between their feet and the ground of the Beis Hamikdash. And for that was the reason they walked around barefoot. Eliezer's ears of the Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, he felt the lack of that shefa. He felt he was missing that shefa of chokhmah. That shefa of chokhmah came from the feet which touched the floor of the Azorah. That is why Eliezer Zia went around walking with black shoes. He was showing that something with his feet, he's feeling the avelis of Yishalayim in his feet. On that they asked in the Rosh Kedusha, "At chashivas b'tabuda Yishalayim? Are you really an amadrega that you feel that the Beis Hamikdash, that you're lacking that shefa of chokhmah?" The Lashon of Shechanu Lechem Siman Aleph is, Rechaim Siman Aleph, Ruhi Lechol Yishamayim, it's worthy of every person's Yishamayim, I think according to Zayin Shmuel, we can have a new understanding of the solution. A person of the Yirei Shemayim, by him, Cholim Beis Hamikdash means something else. By him, it's not an Avedit Yishun or something of the past, but it's an ongoing Avedit. For Ruhi Lechol Yirei Shemayim, it's worthy for Yirei Shemayim to be made to the Doeg of Cholim Beis Hamikdash more than everyone else. But the emphasis of us, very difficult for us to focus. Never mind an ongoing avodah, but even as an avodah teshuva, we don't feel somehow the void of the Beis Hamikdash. We have no hafluga what it means. Ashura Tashchina. What does it mean at the Beis Hamikdash? What does it mean the Korban Tumid, the Chavitna of the Kohen Gadol, and avodah Yom Kippur, the Shulchan, the Ketores, the Menorah? We don't have any kamatani understanding, kamatani feeling for what we're missing. But I thought that perhaps that is good for Chom Beis Hamikdash. That is in itself. That we don't feel that we're missing the Beis Hamikdash. That itself is the biggest chob in the Beis Hamikdash. And at that itself, we deserve to be misabled. Perhaps that is also considered an avodah for Yerushalayim. The fact that we lack the feeling, we lack the halgushas for the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Tzudik says, "V'noichi hafte asefuna b'yemahi." This second pusuk, "V'noichi hafte asefuna b'yemahi." The double lution. Look the. So do amul, there's a hestapunim. The Rebbe Yishlam hides himself. But everybody understands that there's a hestapunim. There comes about a time that the Rebbe Yishlam is master the hestapunim. The Rebbe Yishlam hides the fact that there's a hestapunim. Everybody walks around thinking that everything is fine. They don't feel that we're in a master of hestapunim. I will be master. I will hide. Go for the fact that there's a hestapunim. I'm hiding the fact that there's a hestapunim. Consider Rebbe Yaakov Emden. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, he writes very sharply about the Indian of Avelus of the Chorban of Yerushalayim. Says the Kahal Mukim Shirui Lahachi by Adibah Hid, appropriate to discuss in length. In Mule Lahoya Oven Zebi Daniyit, we wouldn't have only this Avera She'em Misabel on Yerushalayim Kerui, that we are not Misabel in Yerushalayim the way it's supposed to be. Dai Lahara for the time. For that alone. It's kedai that the gudisha takes so long. V'hi be'ein zokter b'yakev emden ha'tzibah ha'kroiva ha'yoyse glui. The most simple explanation. L'chol ha'shmudet ha'mafluges the terrible shmad ha'gdolis ha'neruas ha'mavhidas ha'rayoynim ha'shemetzuni be'gudis b'chol mekoymet pezirayni. All these terrible tzuras that have occurred to Klal Yisrael. He's marich very much, but the time is. Because we do not feel the avodas of Yerushalayim. We feel safe in a land that doesn't belong to us. We have forgotten Yerushalayim. We do not even think about Yerushalayim. Kemet melev nishkachni. I'm leaving out some of this. Because yichiach hanisoyim beyichud b'yom Tisha B'av. One can test this on Tisha B'av. Miu miya mesabel v'neinach al chol b'mabayis. Shmumet atzayin. Who really feels an avedus of Yishalayim? Ma'amar ke'alei from the deep in his heart. Kama b'muas hashpucha that who is, how many tears are spilled on this chol b'av Yishalayim? Ve'ein tzuchlen b'shayim ha'ishun. Who's talking about the rest of the year? Nobody remembers Yerushalayim, and he says, "V'chol oyev emes, anybody who loves the truth, yoydel l'dvarayni will be moided to what I have said." Like that, perhaps to explain a bit, Rabbi Yaakov Emzin says that the cause of the arichas agudas, the cause of the length of the agudas, is from the fact that we are not mitzabel on Yerushalayim keruyin. The Ramu in Siman Tuskif Nim Beit in Hilchas Tisha B'Av writes. The noyag in the harvest ktaf the seed of the shayna. The minig is to be marb a little bit in the first seed the erev Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah, why is that? Why is the pshat in this minig? Kedei shleyazik lehem atamus. They're going to fast tomorrow. They'll be very hungry. The fast could chalila be mazik, could damage their health. So mameida they used to eat a little extra on erev Tisha B'Av by the first seed, not by the second seed, the seed of second, but the seed the first seed. The Mughal Avraham gives a different explanation as to why the minig was to be marv in the seder. The play doctor, because Shabbos man by shiny, how you yom tov Tisha B'Av. In the time of the second of the Mikdash, Tisha B'Av was a yom tov. As they said in Pusik, Toim Revi, Toim Achamishi, Toim Ashvi, Toim Asiri, He, the Susan, the Simcha, there will be days of happiness, the Susan and the Simcha. But because this man by shiny, Tisha B'Av was a yom tov, and at that time, how you marvin the seeders, at that time when it was a yomtiv, they were marvin the seeder. Af achshav, so too, when we are in gulas, lo yisus in the man, we didn't stop this minig. Leos, why is this? The zikurim, we should remember, she yehofer, the mayor of Yemeni, the sus and the simcha, we should remember that eventually Tisha B'Av will turn back into a yomtiv, and we will once again have a seeder on Tisha B'Av, the yomtiv, and for that we make a seeder on Erev Tisha B'Av as a reminder of that seeder of a yom. The chayyur would seem a most inappropriate time to be kaveya seeder as a zakurim for the yom to Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. As we're approaching Tisha B'Av, people try to internalize what does it mean the chobin, what does it mean the semigdosh, and as he's going into the Tisha B'Av, he sits down for a seeder to remind himself the yom of Tisha B'Av, which was bizman by a shiny. And Michal, one has to understand why should Tisha B'Av have been a yom tif? I mean, we can understand there was no chiyuv of the fast on Tisha B'Av as man by a shiny. But why should there be a yom tif? What was the point of this yom tif of Tisha B'Av as man by a shiny? In Medrash Shneichu says on the pusik, Ki Hashem hoigu aroy pshuel. The Bnei Yisrael afflicted Klal Yisrael because of its many sins. Stait in Medrash, Ki Hashem hoigu, the Bnei Yisrael afflicted Klal Yisrael. Yuchoil al mugain. I could have thought al mugain. It was for no reason. Bechinam mugain is a lushan chinam. For no reason. Talmud loyma. That's why the pusik has to explain. Al roiv shuel. The reason why the Rebbe Yisrael did it was al roiv shuel because of the many sins of Klal Yisrael. Lechoyer the medrash. It's a medrash clear. What does the medrash mean? Yuchoil al mugain. One could have thought that all the sins of Klal Yisrael had the meshach the gulis. Was al mugen, was for nothing, was for no reason. Pasuk had to explain to me, you should know, no, it wasn't for naught. Talmud Loma Reif Shuel, Klal Yisrael deserved it because of its many sins. Shtet in Shlua Kudish, in Mesechus Talmud, Shat in this Medrash. He says like this. The Havan of the Medrash was that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent us into Gulis as a punishment. So to speak, as a revenge. We sinned, we did Averis. We deserve a punishment and a very strong sentence to Guru. But the punishment itself has no tachlis to it. It's just a punishment. The punishment itself doesn't do anything. It's just a punishment on its own. Yuchel al mugem. There was a havamina that the reason why the Rebbe Shem was managed like so, the etzem punishment has no tachlis in itself. The punishment itself does nothing. Al mugem. It does nothing to us. It's just a punishment. Talmud loy marot shuel. So the Shlokud is no. Because Klal Yisrael sinned, They need to be purified from the sins. They need to be mezachich from their averus. And the gulus is mezachich Klal Yisrael, purifies Klal Yisrael, so that with the Shluach Kodesh they'll be worthy of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. The gulus is a hachuna, brings us closer to Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. The Gemara in Chagiga, the Tayyum Advais, the Gemara tells us that the Shir ben Chananya had a kuah be-kaiser, was in the house of the kaiser. Ach v'le'ah, he apikos, and there was an apikorist standing there in the house of the kaiser, and he signaled to Reb Shir ben Chananya, I'm a nation that had rinni mure la'apay minah. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo, its master, has turned its face away. So Reb Shir ben Chananya, ach v'le showed him back, no. A pusik, Yudoi Netiyo Lani. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's hand is still Netiyo Lani, still outstretched on top of us. Rashi says, Yudoi Netiyo, the Hoganulov, to shield Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim asks that pusik, Yudoi Netiyo Lani, it says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo brings punishment on Klal Yisrael. Not a pusik that Rashi says, of Haguna, of shielding, of protecting Klal Yisrael, but Fakad, Yudoi Netiyo Lani, to punish Klal Yisrael. I think with this Shluach Kodesh, we can understand the Gemara. Very, very similar pshat in this Gemara, it says in Besalevi, Parshas Vayetze. Besalevi, the Torah, Parshas Vayetze. This Abikoris told Reb Shir ben Chananya, Amad Adin Emur Elapad, the Rebbeinu Shlomo has turned his face away from you, similar to the husband of the Medrash, Yuchel Al Mogan. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has punished you, but there's no tachlis ba'etzem in that punishment. He turned his face away from you, and he's left you to your punishment. Of them at the Gamfet, no. Yudai Netiyo Lani, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Taka punishes us. But that punishment as a tachlis, that punishment as a tayalis, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is there and he's punishing us, Yudai Netiyo Lani. With that punishment, he is purifying us and readying us for the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. The beautiful pshat from the Tzlach, in the Sechus Tzluchim, the Gemurah, the Sechus Tzluchim, the Fenian and the Dalit. The Gemurah says, Loi, ko'oi, Omer Rebacha Bachanine, Rebacha Bachanine said, Loi ko'oi lemazeh hu olam abu. Olam azeh is different to olam abu. In what way are they different? Hu olam azeh in this world, al psiris toiva is on good news, oi me burich ha toiva meitiv, or make the bruch ha toiva meitiv. Al psiris ruas achmur in Islam, when there's bad news, oi me burich dayin uemes, or make the bruch ha burich dayin uemes. Lo olam abu, kiloi ha toiva meitiv. One will only make a bruch of a tzeiv amez. The Tzlach brings that he heard from a maggid in Broad, Rebbe Ephraim Reisha, a beautiful pshat in his Gemara. He asks as follows: L'choyre, the Gemara's mashma, the chilik, the difference between olam hazeh and olam abu is what bruch you make. Because frank, l'choyre is no different in the bruch in olam hazeh, olam abu. In olam hazeh, on good news, one makes a tzeiv amez. Chilim on bad news, dynamic. L'usid lovoi, on good news, will make a tzeiv ha'metiv. Because that is l'usid lovoi, there'll only be good news. So the Gemara should have said, the chiluk in olam hazeh was as follows. In olam hazeh, there's good news and bad news. And in l'usid lovoi, there'll only be good news. Why does the Gemara start back the chiluk of olam hazeh and olam abu on which bruchah you'll make? It's got nothing to do with the bruchah. There's no difference in the bruchah. The chiluk is, in olam hazeh, there's something to make a bruchah about bad news, and in olam abu, there'll be no reason to make a bruchah on bad news. So there'll only be good news, but it's got nothing to do with the bruchah. In this world, in Olam Hazeh, there are times of serious service, and there's clearly times of serious rulers of bad news. To us, in our minds, in this world, in Olam Hazeh, it looks as if it's bad. It looks for bad news. That's why we have to make a bruch, a burch da'an u'emes. We'll come with Lusid Lohoi, we'll come the time of Mashiach, in Olam Hazeh, a person will be able to see that all those bad things that happened to him or to Klal Yisrael were all the Tevasani, were all meant for our good. So he'll be able to turn around and on those mysterious ruas, on those pieces of bad news, in Olam Hazeh, that he had to make a bruch of Dain Uemeth, on those very mysterious ruas, he'll turn around and he'll say, Burich HaTov HaMeitiv. And the chilik is not that in Olam Abu there will be no tzuris, not forget. On those tzuris that we made in this world, in Olam Hazeh, we made a brucha, Burich Dainu Emes. Lu'usid Lovoi, on those very same bruchas, we'll make a brucha, Buruch HaTov HaMeitiv, because we will see in full clarity, we will be able to see, oh, that surah that brought us to this Madrega, and that surah that already ready us to the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. In Drushas Chacham Sofer, the Murdik Shtikl, he says, Rashi tells us in Rosh Hashanah the Flamed that the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will come down built already. How is this Beis Hamikdash built? So we all know it's built through the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. In Drushas Chacham Sofer says a bit of Lamed. In Drushas Chacham Sofer says that the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi is built through the Avodas of the Beis Hamikdash. By being mitzabel on the Beis Hamikdash, by being mitzabel on Yerushalayim, by mourning Yerushalayim, that itself builds the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. Boira Yerushalayim Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam builds Yerushalayim, that is, because the Reif of the Shvi'a alive, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes the broken heart, those who are mitzabel on Yerushalayim, and with that he rebuilds Yerushalayim. And with that he translates Psikim in Yeshaya, Setim Pusik in Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach Beit. Al chometayich Yerushalayim miskalat Yisraelim, on the walls of Yerushalayim I appointed guardians kol hayoyim v'chol halayla, by day and by night tumid lo yachshi amaskirim es Hashem al domi lechem, you shouldn't be quiet. Who are these guardians of Yerushalayim? Shteitim mitzidus Eila Hashemim, these guardians kinu is a reference al aveli tziyum, on those who mourn tziyum she'eilu emei tekachal, they have no other thing to do kim yatsmidi b'dchi v'ezel, the kaseda, they will cry and they mourn Yerushalayim. Shtetim pusik v'al titni domino, you should not be quiet ad yichoynen, until it is rebuilt v'ad yusim et Yerushalayim teleburi. So it's from safe for the pshat that through this avedis of Yerushalayim, that will bring a yichoynen, that will bring yusim Yerushalayim teleburi. The avedis of Yerushalayim itself rebuilds Yerushalayim. In Shlua Kudish says very similar. And Shlua Kudish says, Aluch is, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, one doesn't fast. One pushes off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. The Shlua Kudish is a merely collusion. You know why is that the Shlua Kudish? Because Aluch is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not the Derech Shabbos. One mustn't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Aluch and the Gemara, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not the Derech Shabbos. This is the Shlua Kudish. Avedis Yishalayim, rebuild Yishalayim. If we on the other on the Beis Hamikdash, if we have a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, we are building the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Ein binyan Beis Hamikdash derech Shabbos. The state of Shlua Kodesh and Moed Kedushin, but cannot be mitzabel on the Beis Hamikdash Shabbos. I think we can now understand. Go back to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that the lack of avodas, the lack of the feeling of mourning for Yerushalayim, that causes the arichas agudas, that causes the length of the agudas. Is very understandable. Because the avodas of Yerushalayim, the mourning of Yerushalayim, the feeling, the pain of Yerushalayim, that is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and that is how we rebuild Yerushalayim. That is how we are readying ourselves to the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. But if we do not mourn Yerushalayim, if we are not mitzabel Yerushalayim Kiruy, look, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that in itself is the biggest cause of the Arichas HaGulis. How can we rebuild Yerushalayim if the way of rebuilding Yerushalayim, the way of rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, is by being mitzabel on the Beis Hamikdash? Going back to the Mug Avraham, the Mug Avraham says that an Erev Tisha B'Av, on his Mabed the Seder, one makes a bit of a Seder on Erev Tisha B'Av to remind us of the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. The Shul HaKudosh says that what is the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av? Why we asked before, the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av with Mal HaMikdash, what is this Yom Tov? Yom Tov Zimai Yoritza. Because the goodest, that brought us closer, and that brought us to the Beis Hamikdash, that is why Lusad Lubah, Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov, like the Tzlach said, Lusad Lubah, we will be able to turn around and look at those surahs and say, Buruch HaTzai Vamnaitim. Those are the surahs that brought us to the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. That is why Dr. Tisha B'Av, when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, is a Yom Tov. So Mug Avraham says that when we sit down to Mesabon Yerushalayim, we remind ourselves that that's a very of Yerushalayim, we'll rebuild Yerushalayim. And that is why we sit down just before Tisha B'Av, and we have a seder to remind ourselves of the Mug Avraham, that seder is Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Malkus, the end of Malkus, a famous story of Kiva. Of Kiva and the other Tanuim were walking in Yerushalayim. Kiven she higi la harabayis, they started to cry, because they saw a shield, a fox going out to the kotcher kotchim. Reb Kiva Metzachik, Reb Kiva was smiling, was laughing. Omrilos, they asked him, Repnei Ma'atum Metzachik, why are you laughing? Omrilos, so he asked them back, Repnei Ma'atum Berichim, what are you crying about? Omrilos, they said, Mukun Shekusa, by that place on which it is written, Vazor Akur Reb Yimos, Vazor, someone who is not a Kohen, who comes close is Yimos, Chalila Yitzchayev Nisa, Achshav, such a holy place, Achshav Shiulim, Ochibo, now foxes dancing, Vazor Nichba, we shouldn't cry. Omalehel, he answered them back, Lekachani Metzachit. That is the reason why I'm laughing. The Siv said in Pusik, will easily aid in the Munim, as Iriya Koyim is a Chayi Ben Yivarechiri. In Pusik states, the Rebbe Yishon had two Eidim, one Iriya Koyim and one Chayi. Take them, Gemur Rechimahin, and Iriya is a Chayi. Iriya has no place next to the Chayi. Iriya was in this Migdash Rishon, and the Chayi was in Migdash Sheni. There were two Nevi'im, but they were not, the Chalal on the same Tkufa. The Pusik is toiler, depends the Neviyah of Zechariah on the Neviyah of Eriyah. The Eriyah Ksiv, what does Eriyah say? L'chaim v'gilalchem tziyah and tzudah tzachurish. Because of your sins, tziyah will become a field tzudah tzachurish. The Zechariah Ksiv, Oy Yeshvi zekainim zekainim z'chovet yishalayim. So the Gemura, Otev Kiva Gezot, Atcholen yizkayim and Neviyusah shal Eriyah. Until I didn't see the fulfillment of the Nevi'ah of Eriya, for you see, Miss Fury, I was worried. Perhaps the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah won't be Niskayim. Now that I've seen the fulfillment of the Nevi'ah of Eriya, now I can wait and see the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah. Balusha de Omri lo Akiva nechamtuni, Akiva nechamtuni. And the Gemara is a shtickle pella. What does it mean that he was worried that the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah won't be in the sky, won't be fulfilled? The Pshat in his Gemara from my great grandfather, Yosef Tzemor, in the Kiddush Tzim, he says that Avada Reb Kiva knew that the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah will be fulfilled. And he says, just like by Mitzrayim, the Amitz was supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years. But the Baruch Shalem took us out early, Shet in Svurim, that because the Baruch Shalem took us out early, that is why we have to repay those missing years with our present Gudasin, and that's all just to be mashed in those 400 years we were supposed to be in the sky. Reb Kiva was worried. He knew that the Nevi'ah of Iriya has to be in the sky. If Iriya said, that Nevi'ah has to be in the sky, it can't be otherwise. But he was worried, perhaps, Reb Yishmael will have Rachmunas and Klal Yisrael and take us out of Gudas early. And then, what will be with the Nevi'ah of Chaya? What would be the Nevi'ah of Iriya? We'd have to go back into Gula and know that the Nevi'ah of Iriya will be in the sky. So I said, but once I see that the Nevi'ah of Iriya is in the sky, I know we're finished. I know now we're all ready for the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah. Of them, I'm going to go to I think with what we have said, we can understand it a bit better. The Shulah Kodesh tells us that the Gula is that readies us for the bringing of the Sinigdash HaShlishi. The fact that we went to the Gula, that purifies, that Mezachich Klaisol, Aroif Shuel, and brings us to the Ur of the Bismidash HaShlishi. The Pusik was toiler, the Nevi'ah of Iriya with the Nevi'ah of Zechariah. In order to get to that Nevi'ah of Zechariah, Od Yeshvi B'Yishalayim, Zekainim Zekainis, one has to first go through the Nevi'ah of Lechaim B'Glal Chamsi and Sudekha. It's impossible to reach the Nevi'ah of Zechariah over there, of rebuilding Yishalayim, until one has gone through that process of and if it won't be, then the Khalil will have to go in the Garant of Gulus. Of the Emet Gezult, once he saw that, he knew for sure that now we're ready for the Nevi'ah of Tzchayah. Because they understood now, to end the Tzlach, that through this Nevi'ah of Iriya, through this Nevi'ah of the Chayim Begdal Chamsi and Sudet Echurish, that is readying us for the Nevi'ah of Vayeshvi Zekainim Zekainis Bechoyvis Yishalayim. Firstly, feel the Avelis of Yishalayim, and through feeling the Avelis of Yishalayim, to rebuild the Mikdash, for the Shlok, could say that the Avelis of Yishalayim, that Gufa itself rebuilds Yishalayim, and so the Sefer Yatir Punim, he says that Kimi Roini Balayla, Roini is a lotion of crying, but Roini is also a lotion of Simcha, Rinna.
Because the kimi roini balayla, that brings to a lusion of rinna, that crying in itself brings to a rinna, brings to a song. Shbizoicha bekurev to the nekiyim of the nevi of the chayef and the yeshvi the kainim is the kainim. The chayef is the shalayim.